Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the number of new COVID cases that are reported from yesterday, one day, how many new COVID cases in the United States? 885,541, which is astonishing. That's three times as many as the number of cases last January 4th. And the deaths on January 4th of 2022, 2,366 in a day. In a day. And that's just slightly more, not less, than the number of deaths in January 4th a year ago. Now, I mention the deaths in particular because you'll notice that triple the number of cases, more than, and about the same number of deaths. What does that mean? There's actually a big piece in the New York Times looking at the numbers, looking at the situation around the world again, saying that the Omicron variant is actually not causing serious illness, that many of these 880,000 cases, they're going to be deadly for some people, they're going to be very uncomfortable for others, they're going to be long term for some, but generally the symptoms are so much less. So what do we have to look forward to? There's some indication about good news, but certainly you can't say it's good news today. Crowding onto hospitals, crowding, by the way, onto our economic recovery. It's fascinating to look at the way that Wall Street just flipped, partially because people were digesting the minutes from the Federal Reserve. But now down 250 points, and it had been up about 200 points earlier. All of this very unstable. The Congress of the United States, very unstable. Republicans now using the term a terrorist attack to talk about January 6th. I think that's wrong. It was many things. It was a disgrace. It was a riot. It was destructive. It was anti-democratic. It was irresponsible. It was neo-fascistic. It was all those things, but it wasn't a terror attack. We will get to that in just a moment as well. And also, part of what people say in recognizing it's not a terror attack, hey, terrorists are very disciplined, they sacrifice their lives, they are very serious about what they're doing, and these people were just losers. They were people who marched in with no purpose, with no background, not thinking about it, just here we are, we don't like the results of the election, and now we're going to show our displeasure. Well, there's a big new study from the University of Chicago, and it's a study that involves a very high percentage of the people that they've been able to research, of the people who have been arrested, the people who have been implicated in the January 6th riot. And they're not losers. There are a lot of CEOs. About the same percentage are college educated as in America in general. Not that being college educated doesn't make you a loser. There are plenty of losers who are college educated. Okay. But the point being, these are not people with criminal records. They're not people who are unemployed. They are less likely to be unemployed than Americans in general. And this new look at who the rioters really were is extraordinarily important. They held a Senate committee hearing today, and as usual in Senate committee hearings, Ted Cruz on the Republican side and Chuck Schumer on the Democratic side played the most dramatic roles. Ted Cruz spoke about how serious this matter was, and how important it was to take a good and a careful look at what went on. This is Senator Cruz talking about the anniversary that comes tomorrow. Clip six.
We are approaching a solemn anniversary this week, and it is an anniversary of a violent terrorist attack on the Capitol, where we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage, incredible bravery, risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol. We are grateful for that courage. We appreciate the selfless sacrifice of the men and women who keep us safe. And I will say, my view is that anyone who commits an act of violence should be prosecuted. And anyone who assaults a law enforcement officer should go to jail for a very long time. And I think that's a principle that is true regardless of the politics of the violent criminal, whether they are right wing, left wing, or they got no wings at all. If you assault a cop, you ought to go to jail for a long, long time.
He's entirely correct, of course, and good for him. The one thing that he's not correct about is he used the term a violent terrorist attack on our Capitol. And I've been thinking about this a great deal, because you can call the rioters all the names you want, and he's right. People who assaulted cops and injured cops and disobeyed the law and committed vandalism, they're criminals. And it's a good thing that so many of them, in fact, about a third of all of those who have already been charged have already pleaded guilty. And they are getting punished, they're getting prison terms, they're getting fines and more. Fine, that's appropriate, but it's not a terrorist attack. A terrorist attack kills people. Do you think the rioters could have killed people if they wanted? Do you think they could have actually planted a bomb or used hammers and tongs, whatever, to actually destroy things in the Capitol? They broke a bunch of glass. But in terms of some of the priceless artifacts that are there under the Capitol Rotunda, they could have knocked them down. A terrorist attack tries to inflict damage that people will feel. This was an attempt to interfere, to obstruct normal, legitimate political processes. And that is what they have been charged with. That's what they've been charged with. The FBI definition formally for domestic terrorism says it is a violent criminal act committed by individuals and or groups to further ideological goals stemming from domestic influences such as those of a political, religious, social, racial, or environmental nature. Okay. Was this violent? Yes. Was it criminal? Yes. Was it a terrorism in the sense that we normally understand it, which is to inspire fear by inflicting harm? It wasn't that, because it wasn't that organized. And that's one of the reasons that I think it's a good thing that they're continuing the investigations and they are continuing to probe exactly what happened, and they should. Because there was no plan here to... I'll tell you, when there was a terrorist attack in the Capitol, there was a left-wing crazy creep, a weather underground person, who planted a bomb in the Capitol building back in the 70s. And blew it up. That's a terrorist attack. Even though, thank God, he didn't do vast damage, there was no attempt to do vast damage here. At what point, the damage they wanted to do, they were talking about hang Mike Pence. Did they actually take any police officers hostage or torture them? They came close with Mike Fanone, who was one of those police officers who was battered. And I am not now pleading for any kind of justification or any kind of defense about the rioters. I think that they represented a danger not so much to America as to the Republican Party, because we still haven't escaped the stain. It's what we talked about yesterday. Gerard Butler of the Wall Street Journal, one of the editors of the Wall Street Journal, wrote that now, because of the memories of January 6th, Republicans have to be particularly careful, as Senator Cruz was being in that comment, to distance themselves from any hint of support for the rioters. So why did President Trump back out of his news conference? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, the day before a solemn anniversary. That's what Senator Ted Cruz described it as. We're talking about January 6th, of course. President Trump was originally scheduled to give a big press conference today in which he was going to give his side of the story. And he sent out a statement, and it's actually interesting to look at the statement. The statement says on top, Save America. Underneath it says President Donald J. Trump. Then underneath that it says statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. And then I'll read you the statement. It's not that long. He says, in light of the total bias and dishonesty of the January 6th Unselect Committee of Democrats, two failed Republicans, and the fake news media, I am canceling the January 6th press conference at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday, and instead will discuss many of those important topics at my rally on Sunday, January 15th, which I guess it's a week from this Sunday, in Arizona. It will be a big crowd, he says, exclamation point. What has become more and more obvious to all is that the lamestream media will not report the facts that Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Sergeant-at-Arms denied requests for the D.C. National Guard or military to be present at the Capitol. Their emails and correspondence with the Department of Defense exist, but the media won't ask for this evidence or report the truth, exclamation point. So the idea, there's a story about two conservatives who I think actually performed a great service to President Trump and a great service to the country by persuading him not to do this news conference on tomorrow on a solemn day. But do you really think he's going to be able to be completely quiet on that day? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Pam in Tri-Cities, Washington. Very good to hear from you and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Michael. I wanted to call because I cannot agree with you that this was not a terrorist attack. I believe it was. And if you listen to the Capitol Police, have you not been listening? There was two on NPR last night testifying to what happened to them. And they were in terror. And they showed some of their injuries, too. I can't believe that you're not taking it this seriously.
Well, I take it very seriously. The problem, and by the way, I've heard those Capitol policemen, I assume that one of them was Mike Fanone, who actually, they did grab him, and they were, I think, thinking, or at least some of them talking about either beating him to death or holding him as some kind of a hostage. But this is not to minimize the horror that the police went through. And, Pam, I don't know if you've heard, but one of the things that I've said, and I wish other people would bring this up, is the great aspect of heroism for those Capitol police officers, they were armed. They could have protected themselves by firing into the crowd and trying to repulse it. They didn't because they knew that would have made the situation worse. The reason I deny the idea that it's a terror attack is when you think of terror attacks, we haven't, help me think of American terror attacks. We had the Oklahoma City bombing. We had the attack on that synagogue in Pittsburgh that killed 11 people. Terror attacks either are groups of people or single individuals who inflict maximum damage. And when you watch the videos, Pam, don't you think watching some of those videos, and I know you have, that they could have done vastly more damage than they wanted to? I was just reading about a rioter who actually had gotten, was carrying an AR-15. He didn't use it. That's not terrorism, is it?
Well, I think what is terrifying is that all of this is based on a lie that Donald Trump told. And I'll tell you, the damage is terrifying. It's broken up churches. It's broken up families. I know in my case it has. There's complete, like you said yesterday, enemies. I don't consider them my enemies, but they call me demon because I'm a Democrat. And, you know, I do think it, what Donald Trump has done is terrifying. And I think that these people were lied to, I feel sorry for them because they believed Trump and they believed the election was stolen with all their heart. I know some of my family, all their hearts, they believed that Biden is not their president.
Pam, can I ask you a question about
sure.
your family situation? By the way, I'm very sorry to hear of it. But is your family also split over the issue of vaccines?
Not as much.
Good.
There's a couple, yeah.
Okay. Because, again, it's just we are at a moment in our country, and I was about to go to some polling that is really stunning and horrifying. People believe that this kind of thing that happened on January 6th a year ago is going to happen again. And the horrifying thing is they might be right. And that's why it's so important that these people be brought to justice. There have been 725, Merrick Garland said today, the Attorney General, 725 who have already been arrested and charged. A bunch of them, about a third, have basically already pleaded guilty. And many of those people, and we'll get to this later in the show, have apologized and said they were wrong. And again, and they do ask. There's this one particular judge named Mehta who asks them, you know, you seem like a normal American. Why did you do this? And virtually all of them so far said because President Trump asked us to. And the fact is, President Trump, he just said to people in his speech at the Ellipse, you got to fight like hell. You got to fight like hell. Otherwise, we're going to lose our country. But one of the reasons it wasn't a terror attack is because he never said what that meant. What does it mean to fight like hell? Does that mean to go hang Mike Pence? I mean, the entire thing is not just awful. It's lunacy. And by the way, I do agree with you that part of the tragedy of all this, and I think it's part of the tragedy of a family like yours, is that we're not talking about bad people. We're talking about people who were duped and misled and were used as pawns. There's actually even a story which we are going to get to, and we have some audio from it, of a son who turned his father in because he was able to find out that his father was there in the Capitol building, part of the riot. Now imagine what that does to a family. It can be deeply, deeply distressing. There is what I think many conservatives would consider a positive development. Joel Kotkin has written about progressives who want radical change in the U.S. hitting a brick wall. We'll get to that coming right up on the MedVed Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is heading to Colorado on Friday to view damage caused by recent wildfires. Wildfires destroying nearly 1,000 homes and damaging over 100 others. A new election and voting rights package is stalled in the Senate due to a Republican-led filibuster. Democrats say the bill is needed to protect America's democracy and is being touted as a counter to voting restrictions in red states. Some Democrats have also used the Capitol riots last January 6th as a reason to pass the new bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says he doesn't like that strategy.
It is surreal to hear sitting senators invoke January the 6th to justify breaking the rules to grab outcomes they have not earned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's an old-time gangster movie where they use a dramatic line that became sort of a Hollywood classic. Can this be the end of Rico? And right now we have a question. Can this be the end of progressivism? It's a question that is posed by Joel Kotkin, who's been a guest on the show many times. He is the author most recently of The Coming of Neo-Feudalism, A Warning to the Global Middle Class. And he's been increasingly outspoken about some of the excesses and insanities of the American left. Joel, Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you.
I love that you you begin your very provocative piece, which is published at unheard.com, and a copy of it is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. You begin with a famous quote from Antonio Gramsci, who said that Marxism would win be through a long march through the institutions, meaning taking over one institution after another. You know who the leading American scholar of Antonio Gramsci is?
Yeah, Buttigieg's father.
Yes, I knew you would know that. Which is just—it's just so funny because when you talk about, he's Secretary of Transportation, so he's all set up for transporting people for a long march. Based on his father's a retired professor, Professor Emeritus from Notre Dame. Basically, in November, when Biden won the presidential election, and he did win the election, I think a lot of progressives felt our time has come, our moment is here. What's going wrong for them, particularly in their bid to win the culture war?
Well, first of all, I think they read the results wrong. For you had an extraordinarily unpopular president. I mean, you know, never got over 50% support, ever. And you had a pandemic, and you had, you know, whatever happened on the grassroots level, certainly there was much more money on the Democratic side. So what they thought is, oh, we elected a Democrat, so we are going to adopt the Bernie Sanders agenda. The problem is Bernie Sanders, had he been on the ticket, Donald Trump would still be president. The reality is that most Americans, I think, are more center to center right, you know, at most center left. The left itself is about 8 to 10% of the population, and for some reason, which I, you know, which maybe you need a psychiatrist or a gerontologist to do, why Biden thought that appealing to a group of people who had no place else to go, they weren't going to become Republicans, but he did a whole series of things that alienated the very suburban, middle-class, middle-aged constituency, which determines every election. And he won enough of them to win, but then he went out of his way to alienate them once he was elected.
Well, part of that, as you indicate in your piece, is messing with schools. I mean, trying to install radical curricula in our schools that will teach our children to hate America and to feel guilty because we had the, oh, horrible misfortune of being born in this great country. That's not a way to win over moderates or even people on the center left, is it?
No, or even in many cases, minorities, Hispanics, African Americans, on defunding. It had to be one of the I think Willie Brown said one of the stupidest slogans ever. Defunding the police, rise in crime, well, that's going to get people's attention. Not controlling the border, what's really interesting is the border thing has hurt, and it's hurt him most with Hispanics in South Texas, who now have the prospect of being overrun by people who have not been tested for COVID, and in many cases, we don't even know if they have criminal records. So I think that what he did is he went for the looniest part of the left agenda on a lot of issues. And then, of course, you add the Green New Deal, which, you know, I think threatens a lot of other interests. And then you start getting, the problem is that the people on the left just talk to each other. They live in their own bubble. You read the New York Times, listen to NPR, read the Atlantic, and you're just going to be, you're not going to have any idea that there are other ideas out there. And, you know, conservatives have a different situation because they're surrounded by a predominantly liberal press, so at least they have to deal with it.
Right. I mean, and this is one of these, I recently had a conversation with someone who was noting that in national debate championships, things like that, that people do in colleges, there's a very, very disproportionate number of conservative champions, like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was the number one collegiate debater when he was at Princeton. And so why is that? And the answer basically is, if you're a conservative, you have to know how to debate. You have to know how to defend yourself because you're surrounded by people who kind of look at you with contempt. Now, why does that not work to ultimately guarantee total unchallenged victory for the left when it comes to media and academia?
Well, I think one of the things is that people on the left, you know, obviously they talk to each other, whereas people on the right are constantly, not only they have to make the case, but what I find really interesting is, because I'm not a conservative, but I find conservatives have interesting debates among themselves. You know, you have the libertarians, you have the you know, the people who are very strongly family oriented. I mean, you've got these different faction, and there seems to be an open, you know, you open up the National Review and you'll see four or five different takes on Donald Trump coming from different directions. You don't see that in the progressive media. So in a funny way, they're completely blindsided when reality doesn't come out the way they think it should. I mean, and of course, part of the problem is if you censor ideas, then you're caught by surprise. You know, as we've seen with the pandemic, for instance, or with energy prices, or with inflation. that because you live in a bubble in which only positive feedback is allowed, then when things fall apart, and, you know, like someone was asking me the other day, well, why is Biden losing so much support? And I said, well, you know, the problem is that, you know, you can have all the propaganda you want, but when somebody goes to the gas station and they see that the price has gone up 50 cents, or, you know, they see that their electricity bill has gone up, or the price of food has gone through the roof.
Or neighborhoods that you once could walk around in suddenly seem unsafe.
Well, I was just talking to my wife the other day, and we were talking about downtown L.A. It always had, you know, kind of a crusty side to it. But, you know, I didn't feel threatened going there. I, you know, right now it's like, you know, some, you know, early 19th century Calcutta.
or a dystopian science fiction thriller of some kind, Mad Max. Yeah.
Or Blade Runner, which was actually shot in L.A.
Right, of course.
But you know, so I think people see this in their household economy, and of course they see that, okay, great, I got a 10% raise, but the inflation ate basically the whole thing.
Okay, Joel, can you stay with us for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, great. I wish you would, because I want to ask you, given the fact that you're not a committed partisan, really, you're somebody who's looking at this in terms of what's good for the country. And maybe given the fact that there are such monumental mistakes that have been made by the left, and they really are, what can people on the right or in the right center, or people who dissent from the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez agenda, what can those people do to take advantage of this opportunity to build our base? Because we may not be doing all the right things. We'll be right back on the Medved Show with Joel Kotkin.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The election of 2022 has the potential to bring real change to the whole structure of American politics. I mean, it's just a phenomenal opportunity if you read the polling for alternatives to what is happening in the Democratic Party, which basically is falling apart. I mean, you have Joel Manchin and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the same party, and both very prominent in the same party. It's a tough situation for Democrats. So what do Republicans, what do conservatives do to take advantage of that opportunity? That is one of the questions that is at least posed in Joel Kotkin's piece, which is posted on our website. It's called, Is This the End of Progressive America? Joel Kotkin is the Presidential Fellow in Urban Futures at Chapman University, and he's the Executive Director of the Urban Reform Institute. And his most recent book is called The Coming of Neo-Feudalism, A Warning to the Global Middle Class. Okay, Joel, some breaking news that, as I think you know, President Trump is going to be sparing us from a press conference on the first anniversary of January 6th. He was planning a big event in Mar-a-Lago. He's been persuaded to cancel that and put this off until a big rally he has coming up on the 15th of January in Arizona. But don't worry, because there's a Republican response that is going to be offered by two of the most beloved figures in American politics speaking for the GOP. You know who they are?
I'm afraid to hear.
Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz.
Are they letting them? Is this an official Republican thing?
No. I think any mainstream Republican will try to be in the next state for wherever Marjorie and Matt are holding there. Would you agree with me that that's probably not the way we build a great center right coalition?
You couldn't be more on point. I mean, the reality is that, you know, when I travel around the country and I talk to some senior people who are active in the Republican Party, very few people like the tweeting. They understand that the Trump taint is the only thing now that can save the Democrats. I can see it's almost like there's the hive mind out there, the mainstream media. Republican Party is now just the Donald Trump Party, and they're all, Donald Trump supporters, and they don't even understand the lessons of the Virginia election, which is where an intelligent candidate came up with a platform that could win majority support in a state that, that has been trending the other direction. I think you've got to come up with candidates. You know, Youngkin's one example, but there, you've got to come up with candidates who can relate to people who are not hardline conservatives, or, and it's not even conservative anymore. Trumpism has become some sort of weird, it is kind of a weird cult. And yes, you can get about 40% of the vote if you stick with Trump. I don't think you can win. I think the only way we get an abomination like Kamala Harris as president is if Donald Trump runs.
Well, and it's what's interesting about that is the prospect of three or four candidates, because again, the Democrats are divided. I don't think that if Trump is the nominee, he will have undivided Republican support or anything like that. And it's one of those things on the issues that it seems to me Republicans have the best prospects on are education and public safety, crime. Do you agree generally with that approach?
I think those, and also the economy, and
of course,
and the economy as it affects Main Street and working people, not the economy of Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and you know, the sort of your trustafarian class, you know, people who've inherited money and can afford to be very liberal because they already have everything. So I think that, you know, those three issues I think would be paramount, and I think the border is also a good issue. Again, you can discuss the border without saying the kinds of things that Trump would say, which, you know, can be interpreted as somewhat, you know, racist. So
they're not sending us their best.
Right, right, that kind of stuff. But the issues are all on their side, basically.
Well,
the economy may get a little bit better, maybe not. But they, you know, as long as it's all about Trump, and you got to remember, the media desperately needs Trump because Trump boosts their ratings.
I was talking about this yesterday, is that the ratings generally in 1 year for the news networks on cable TV have gone down 36%. Now, that's devastating. That's billions of dollars that is lost. And why? Because in this past year, we haven't heard that much from President Trump, and he's good for ratings. People like to watch him. Some people like to watch him because they find him inspiring and refreshing. Other people watch him the way they watch a monster movie, and which also has a pretty good marketing hook for it. In terms of... And last thing, because I know that you have to go, you are one of those people who has looked at demographic changes and where people move and where they live. The Wall Street Journal just did an analysis of the census data, and all of the fastest growing states, all of them, are red states, and the ones with the greatest losses are all blue states. Illinois, California lost internal immigrants. For the first time, they have vastly more people, like 400,000 more people leaving California for another state than moving to California. Is that people voting with their feet?
Definitely. I mean, the new thing in California, we've been having net out migration for quite a long time, but what's new is that our overall population growth has declined. The other thing is that's really interesting is in these in the blue states as opposed to the red states. In the blue states, people aren't having kids. Which what it tells me is demographically, you're losing the millennial population. They're moving to other places. They're having their children in other places. Look, the reality is if you are even a well-educated, successful young person living here where I live in Orange County, you have to make about $200,000 to $300,000 a year to afford a median price house. You know, that's tough.
Yes.
And I think, you know, if a house in a decent neighborhood is $900,000 and you have to have a down payment of $90,000, what 30-year-old has got $90,000 in the bank?
And the answer is, very often it's people who get help from a previous generation. I know, speaking of getting help, we promised to let you out. I know you have another engagement coming up, but let me say that people will gain a lot by reading the column by Joel Kotkin, Is This the End of Progressive America? So it could be, and his new book about the coming of neo-feudalism and a warning to the global middle class. Joel, again, Happy New Year, and we will talk to you soon. Coming up on the Medved Show, there's a series of polls that show that Americans do not believe that January 6th was a one-off. And the question now becomes, what do we do to avoid it? And as a matter of fact, the Wall Street Journal has an editorial and a column, and they're really pushing that one of the things we have to do to avoid another January 6th is to change the Electoral Count Act, which was passed in 1887 in reaction to the Hayes-Tilden campaign and charges of a stolen election then. And they passed this law, which is a monstrosity, and it does need to be fixed. If Republicans can grab hold of that, I think they can lose a lot of the stain, the bad impression that has been placed there on the Republican Party because of memories and assumptions that Republicans in general are to blame for the raid on the Capitol. When it comes to the raid on the Capitol, President Trump was supposed to be giving a big press conference where he is responding to all of this. He was supposed to be doing that sometime this afternoon or tonight. He's not doing it. And Lindsey Graham and Laura Ingraham, at least, have taken a lot of the credit for persuading him not to do that, which is a very, very good thing. We will deal with that. We'll be speaking with Jerry Seib about how we can move beyond January 6th and to a better era in our politics, all coming up for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.